Grief counselors will be on hand at the Jeremiah E. Burke High School in Dorchester today in the aftermath of a deadly shooting near the school yesterday. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports a 17-year-old student was killed and three other people were wounded in a midday shooting.
It was the first topic addressed at last night's school committee meeting by Superintendent Tommy Chang.
We send our condolences to the family, and we pray that one day we can see an end to senseless violence in the city and this country.
Four area schools were placed on lockdown after a gunman opened fire at midday in front of a pizza shop on Washington Street in the Grove Hall section of Dorchester. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, just back from his trip to China, went straight from the airport to the scene.
I mean, this is certainly a very sad situation here where we have a student who was in school earlier today, was shot half a block from the school.
Students from the nearby Jeremiah Burke School were outside after a fire alarm had been pulled. They were heading back inside when shots were fired.
This is a sad day when a 17-year-old life is lost.
That's Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans. In addition to the student killed, three other people were shot, two teenagers and a 67-year-old woman passing by who was grazed by a bullet.
We're lucky we didn't have more people injured more seriously yet.
Most of the students, including Frederick Mello, were already back inside the school when the shots were fired.
We went to lockdown mode immediately. They said no students or teachers come out of the classroom, keep doors closed.
The killing means a somber conclusion to the school year at the Burke High School, which has been held up as a model for school improvement in the city. The Reverend Mark Scott is with the Azusa Christian Community.
That adds to the tragedy here because the headmaster, the students, people who partner with the school have worked really hard over the last number of years to make it a place of learning. You know, this has not been a school that we've been at around violence in some time. So that is a cause of grief.
For public safety officials in Boston, the murder of a teenager is a reminder that they can't be satisfied with the recent decline in violence. Again, Police Commissioner Bill Evans.
So far this year, this is our 13th homicide. We've been working real hard to keep those numbers down. Last year, we had, a 16-year-old. We're at the same pace as last year, but like we've always said, one homicide is way too many. And shame on anybody who doesn't step up to the plate and help us solve this.
Evans says so far this year, police have taken close to 320 guns off Boston streets. He adds, there are still far too many guns on the streets, too many guns in the hands of youngsters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.